Lamar hasn't won one against you yet.
You know that he's going to go out there and put up points.
How do you get over the hurdle of the Chiefs?
Kryptonite. We just got to tighten up and play better.
We just have a lot of belief in this team. We think that we can win no matter what the situation is.
Tyreek Hill makes the catch into the end zone.
Jackson back in the end zone, caught for the touchdown.
It's going to be an intense game, a fun game. I can't wait to get out there.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
What up, though? We get a people! What they want.
Week two starts tonight with a game between the Washington football team and the New York Giants. We will get to that, but we're starting with the biggest game of this weekend. I circled this one on the calendar when the schedule came out. It is another matchup between the Chiefs and the Ravens, and here is what Lamar Jackson had to say about it.
Does that bother you? Does that nag at you that there's, you know, like one team, one player that you're, you know, that you haven't beaten yet?
Nah, you know, it's not about, you know, me and Mahomes. Not to me, you know, probably to everyone else, but, you know, it's the Ravens versus the Kansas City Chiefs.
Jalen, he says it's not about him versus Mahomes. It's the Chiefs versus the Ravens. What do you think?
You know Lamar is extremely competitive. You know Lamar understands that Patrick Mahomes is looking him eye to eye when you start talking about the future of the league at the quarterback position. Lamar has already won an MVP. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes has already won a Super Bowl MVP. Okay, so they're both trending towards all-time greatness. The difference is, for Patrick Mahomes, he's been able to show that he can do it in both phases consistently. In the pocket, passing, outside the pocket, rushing, but also running the football. And frankly, this year, he's on a better football team. I mean, he does have Travis Kelce. He does have the Cheetah. And so, you know, my favorite two coaches in the NFL are Mike Tomlin and John Harbaugh. They're without J.K. Dobbins. They're without Edwards in the running game. Defensively, they're without Marcus Peters. And we saw them get passed all over last weekend. It's not going to get much better unless they make it better this weekend. This is going to be a gut check for the Ravens, who have high expectations this season.
I absolutely understand what he's saying. It is not a singular matchup between the two quarterbacks. There are going to be like 70 other people that take the field during this game. However, there is no position in team sports that affects winning and losing more than the quarterback in football. So in a sense, it kind of is between Mahomes and Jackson, and that's because they're so good. That's how I look at this game, and that's why I'm so excited for this game. However, I am concerned. While this is in Baltimore, you mentioned all the Ravens that are going to be missing, and Lamar looked pretty good against the Raiders, but that was a tough loss in overtime. I could see them going down 0-2 after week two, after this matchup. What do you think?
You can't help but rely and over-rely on Lamar. And rightfully so, because he's so dynamic. Like, he made some fantastic plays throwing the ball. He made some great throws entire career, early in his career, and last week, and some really good runs. But three fumbles, two losses. You don't want him to continue to take so many hits. They're going to have to take some pressure off of him. And the defense can help, too, by getting some stops. But you can't tell me you've lost 8 total football games and you don't know basically 40% of them were to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows that. He wants to rectify it as well.
In his entire career, he has lost 8 football games, and 3, almost half of them, have been to the Kansas City Chiefs. I know that he wants to turn that around on Sunday. That's not the only matchup that we're looking forward to this weekend. There's also a little Super Bowl rematch between Tom Brady, now with the Buccaneers, and Matt Ryan and the Falcons. Here is what Matt Ryan said about the significance of that game.
A lot has been made because you played Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, 328 jokes. I know you hear about all the time.
I don't. I never heard of it. Listen, of course we want to win this week, but it's not going to make up for that. Like, you know, it's one of those things. It's a part of your past. It's part of what happened. But it's got no bearing on this week.
Jalen, you believe that the Super Bowl loss has no bearing whatsoever on this week's matchup between the Falcons and Tom Brady-led Buccaneers?
It definitely has bearing. Ask any quarterback that's won one Super Bowl. Where's Trent Dilfer? Where's Nick Foles? Even Aaron Rodgers. People look at you different when you've won a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Matt Ryan has won an MVP, not a Super Bowl. And Falcons fans, I hate to keep reminding you, I love Kyle Pitts, but y'all should have took a quarterback. I think you might regret that. And so for Matt Ryan, this is going to be a big week because most of the time he plays football this year, Jacoby, he's going to be the elder statesman at quarterback. Not this week. He going against a guy that just won the Super Bowl and Finals MVP and beat him already in the Super Bowl. Not good if you the Falcons. Tom Brady is trolling because he knows that they're about to beat the brakes off the Falcons.
And the Falcons did not look good last week against the Philadelphia Eagles. I think people had some higher expectations for the Falcons and lower expectations for the Eagles, but watching that game, the Eagles looked much better than the Falcons. This could be a disastrous season for the Falcons if they can't turn it around. I expect Tom Brady to not have to come back from
the
down
Super
25
Bowl
points in this one.
MVP, Tom Brady.
Exactly. Well, we also have this from the Dallas Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott. He had this to say about people in the media, like us, who were maybe critical of his performance against Tom Brady and the Bucs in week one.
I mean, if you know football, if you are in this building, then you can tell that someone can have a solid game without, you know, having the best statistics. I mean, if you don't understand that, then you probably should study a little more.
Jalen, I would say that he did not have a solid game, even though he had 11 rushes for 33 yards and two receptions. Do I need to study football a little bit more?
We build it up and build it up, and now it's solid? Is that where we going with Ezekiel Elliott?
Mm-hmm.
Like a couple of years ago, when he was in Cabo holding out for his $90 million deal, he was considered one of the, if not the, elite backs in the NFL. And ever since that period of time, and we know Dak got injured last year, hasn't been the same. There were some injuries on the offensive line, even COVID. And as I mentioned, Dak didn't play last year, but he still fumbled six times last year. They're going to need his ground attack. And I know he did a couple of great blitz pickups. I saw him. A couple of great blitz pickups, right? Mm-hmm. But you know what they really want? 150 yards and two TDs. That's what they really want.
Yes.
So that's what they're hoping for from their big-time, talented running back.
I understand what he's trying to say. Like you mentioned, there's blitz pickups that a running back can do. And other positions, like a linebacker just plugging holes or a cornerback who never sees the ball on his side of the field because he is that good. However, when you're the running back, you kind of can quantify how good you are. How many yards did you take the ball past the line of scrimmage towards their touchdown is kind of a stat that does quantify how well you performed. So I understand what the ethos of what he's trying to say, but in his particular position, you kind of can't quantify how well your game was. And when you carry the ball 11 times and you only go 33 yards forward, that's not a solid game, in my opinion, Mr. Elliott. You know more about football than me, but I do need to study more. But in my opinion, that was not a solid football game. Just my opinion. I'm sorry, Mr. Elliott.
In the era of fantasy and of betting and of analytics, I got to teach players something. We're a lot more knowledgeable than you think. Because before I bet my money on you, it's my job to learn everything about you. So don't underestimate the people who are betting and watching these games.
Great point, Mr. Rose. Sometimes there are videos that need to be broken down in detail. It's time for you and I to go to the table. Jalen, in the world of esports, professional gaming gets high, gets tense. And there's a gentleman by the name of Cake Assault, and he won this particular contest, and you'll be able to tell which one he is. Look how pumped he gets, Jalen! Look how pumped he is! He dislocated his shoulder!
Oh no!
Yes.
Oh no, yeah. It'll trip you out how you, when you dislocate your shoulder, you realize there's nothing wrong with my legs, but for some reason I'm not walking right now. And we've seen this happen in sports, right? Gus Bradley hit his head as the quarterback of the Washington football team after he scored a touchdown. What about the Gramatica brother who messed up his leg celebrating a kick? So I got your back, Cake Assault guy. Celebrate your dub, go get your rehab, and let us know how you're doing.
You know I always say that people don't celebrate enough, but this is the one time where you celebrated too much. This is the one time where he celebrated too much. And Jalen Rose, I've spent at least half a decade with you every time you're at a table working on that shoulder, so I know that you can sympathize with Cake Assault. Great name, too, Cake Assault.
I like that, too. I like that, too. That's my guy. I like his hair, too.
Jalen, Urban Meyer has coached one football game for the Jacksonville Jaguars, but people are already speculating that he's going to leave and go to a different job. We'll tell you what that is right after this. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17, the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Urban Meyer has coached one game in the NFL for the Jacksonville Jaguars. However, once there's an opening in college, the rumors start flying. Here's what he said about the potential of joining the USC Trojans as the head coach.
Some rumors came out yesterday connecting you to the USC job.
Just wanted to give you the opportunity to refute it so I could put it to bed.
There's no chance that I'm here committed to try to build an organization.
Jalen, there was a CBS Sports report that perhaps there was some tension between Urban Meyer and the other coaches and the players, and they did not look good in week one. What do you think about Urban Meyer's future with the Jaguars?
So each of those circumstances are independent. He could be having friction with some of the coaches and or players, but that doesn't mean he's going to walk away from the Jacksonville Jaguars after he spent so very long at Florida and Ohio State winning championships, walking away from the game, going to the media, and then getting the opportunity in his mind to coach the number one overall pick in Trevor Lawrence, plus they gave him a huge bag. You saw those reading glasses on top of his head? This is the last stop. He ain't going nowhere. I don't even believe y'all asking him that. He ain't going nowhere. So y'all think he about to move from Florida to California to now go recruit college kids at this point of his life? He's not gonna be able to do it. Now, whether they win or not, that's something totally separate.
Well, the one thing about having the number one pick is it usually means you get a franchise quarterback, but it also means that your team is so bad that you got the number one pick. So I do not expect the Jaguars to be good anytime soon. Jalen, this next topic is about somebody very important to you. A gentleman by the name of Calvin Johnson, also known as Megatron, told Graham Benzinger this about his relationship with your Lions.
What do you think has to happen to make it right?
I'm not saying they got to repay me the 1.6 all up front, but then they figure out a way to do it and not have me work for it, because I already did the work for it.
Jalen, I love that he's like, you don't have to pay me 1.6 in one lump sum. Maybe 16 payments of 100, 4 payments of 400. What do you think needs to happen for him to fix this relationship with the Lions?
You know that's my brother and I got love for him. And I'm forever grateful to not only the work he's done on the field to be a Hall of Famer with the Lions, but the work that he's put in the community in the city of Detroit. And he just started his new business, Primitive, and he's crushing it. But I'm with him, but I got a solution. Hey, Detroit Lions, take a page out of the Bobby Bonilla playbook. All y'all gotta do is say, hey, Megatron, over the next 16 years, we'll give you 100,000. Yeah. Over the next 8 years, we'll give you 200,000. That's all y'all gotta do. But pay the man his money. He's owed his bread. And I think that was petty for them to take the money the way they did.
Absolutely. Jalen Rose, we're going to move on to the National Basketball Association in Chicago at the Combine. There are reports that Rich Paul of Clutch Sports, that represents both LeBron James and Anthony Davis, saying that they're going to play more of the 4 and 5 this season for the Lakers. What do you think about this report?
So, newsflash, this, like, in sports, people are really sensitive about their positions, right? So, like a tight end, like a Travis Kelce, he wants to be paid like a wide receiver. In basketball, you know this, Jacoby, certain guys that are 6'11 don't want to be listed as a 7-footer. Certain 7-footers don't necessarily want to play the 5. That's Anthony Davis. Think about the last couple of seasons with the Lakers. They brought back everybody except Kareem and Wilt to play the 5, so he didn't have to. They brought back Dwight Howard twice. They brought back JaVale McGee, Gasol. They gave some of those minutes to Montrezl Harrell. Anybody so that AD didn't have to play him. So all of this announcement is just one thing. Ain't nothing changing with LeBron. He's still the power guard. Yeah, he's the second biggest guy, but he's playing guard and primary ball handling. For AD, this is an acknowledgement. We now need you, sir, at the 5.
Absolutely, that's the way it goes. And this year they have DeAndre Jordan now filling that role and Dwight Howard. And I really think they bring them in just to start the game so Anthony Davis doesn't feel like he's the center when he gets announced or in practice so they can play each other. But really, we all know in the fourth quarter, in a close game, in crunch time, their best lineup is Westbrook, LeBron, AD, and whoever's hot from 3 that night. That's basically going to be their closing lineup in every time they take the floor. But AD, you're not a center. You're not a center. You're not a center. Don't worry about it. You're not the center. If I'm Frank Vogel, I'm
same
like, no,
with
AD.
Tim Duncan.
You're not a center. Yeah, you're not a center. No way.
You Dalen. Saw Pop do this masterfully with Tim Duncan forever. We still call Tim Duncan the greatest power forward ever, and he played 75% of his career at the 5.
That's a great point. AD is the exact same. You're not the center, AD. Don't worry about it. Sometimes in social media, things get a little socially awkward. Jalen, we all know the story of Dennis Schroeder's summer. He turned down a lucrative extension with the Lakers and ended up signing a much smaller deal with the Celtics. Well, he went to social media and absolutely owned it. Here is his Instagram post where he writes, I'm going to do this one time. Insert your best fumble the bag joke here. What do you think about this move from Schroeder?
The fastest, easiest path to healing in any situation is admission and acknowledgement. Mm. And I want to teach everybody something. And I know he had a J. Cole verse on there also. That's actually a flex if you look a little closer. Put that picture back up there for a second. Y'all look at my career earnings, over $60 million. That's my Rolls Royce right there. That's my Bugatti right there. That's my high-priced luggage right there. So you can think that you're laughing at me, but the actual joke is on you. That's what I see in that flick.
And I also love it that he's just opened himself up to it. And you know, he read all the comments, and I always say you can be mean if you're funny, and I'm sure he enjoyed it. I love this so much. Running from it, hiding from it, trying to defend yourself. It's much better if you just own it and admit it and let it happen. Good move from you, Dennis Schroeder. I'm wishing you the best because I want to see you be really successful for that Celtics team and get another deal after that. Jalen, after this, we're going to talk to you about tonight's football game, NFC East matchup between the football team and the New York Giants, who sometimes look like a football team themselves. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. We have week 2 kicking off tonight with the New York Football Giants and the Washington Football Team. Jalen, Saquon Barkley coming off an injury, played just 4 or 5 days ago. Do you expect to see a lot of Saquon tonight?
I do. I want to see him look like a feature back, kind of like the guy that started Penn State. The guy that first got to the Giants and set the league on fire with his speed and explosiveness. I hope he gets 25 touches. The Giants are going to need to because Daniel Jones has a propensity to turn over the football. And on the other side, I want to see Chase Young. There's going to be question marks at quarterback all season for Washington. And I got to remind you, it's not Heineken. See, I know how much you like the green bottle. You get excited about that position like it's the green bottle. That's not who's quarterback in the team.
Taylor Heinicke, I believe in you. You went toe-to-toe against the Bucs in the playoffs. Lost, but you went toe-to-toe. Jalen Rose, you wanted to finish the show by giving a special shout-out.
I want to send prayers to Brad Jordan, a.k.a. Mr. Scarface, and his son Chris, who donated a kidney so that the legend could have a transplant. Sending prayers and well wishes to you, OG. Hope to see you back on the stage really soon.
And we will be back tomorrow at 4 p.m. on ESPN 2. Enjoy the game tonight. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners that we love so very much. Jalen, I want to talk to you about Kyrie Irving really quick. He tweeted out, okay. My mask is off. Now take yours off. No fear. Right? That's one thing to tweet. I get it. We all tweet things. But then later he said it was not related to COVID-19. What do you think about him saying it's not related to COVID-19?
You know how much I love Chris Tucker and the movie Dead Presidents. And one of my favorite quotes from that movie is apropos in this circumstance. And it went like this. If I could be where everybody wanted me to be, when everybody wanted me to be there, I'd be confused. That's what this reminds me of. Kyrie Irving. A terrific basketball player, a champion, all NBA talent, the best handles in the league, a globetrotter playing in the NBA. Big time shot maker, some of the best footwork in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best righty that's shooting when it's left around the bucket in the league, he and Steph Curry. Has that on lock. However, like all of us, he has his moments because he's a public figure of expression that either you embrace or sometimes they're head scratching. Like he may decide when they return to Boston that he wants to burn sage. I have no problem with it. I burned that same sage. It's just that I understand that you can't do that in a stadium in 2021. It's against the fire code. And so my point for this acknowledgement is, in this case, you have to be extremely responsible. People have lost their lives due to COVID-19. It is no laughing matter. And I have to break it to everybody. It's not about social, political consciousness at all. Mm. It's about another word, science, Nicki Minaj. Science. And if somebody tells Jalen, hey, if you eat this candy every day, it's going to destroy your teeth. I'm going to still eat some of the candy at some point, but after a while, I decide I don't want to destroy my teeth. So I'm going to stop eating the candy. If somebody tells me I could take a shot, and by the way, just think about some of the things you've eaten. What do you do when you get a headache?
Well, most people take pain relievers, but I'm not really into taking pain relievers. But
people take pain relievers. People take aspirin. How about this? We eat fruit. When you pick it up, you ain't the first person to touch it when you buy it. You know that, right? You ain't the first person to touch it. That's been touched by 1,000 people. It's been in and out of water, in and out of dirt. So here's my thing about Kyrie. He has this thing with the media that I'll say something, get a reaction, respond with defiance to the reaction, and then modify the position, rinse and repeat.
That's kind of what he did here.
And so in this case,
the thing that gets me about this one is the no fear part, right? I'm not going to wear a mask. You shouldn't wear a mask. No fear. It's like, no, fear is actually really good in this case. Fear is really good. I'm vaccinated and I still got COVID-19. I got a breakthrough case. And fear is actually a very responsible response to COVID-19. And as you mentioned with his relationship with the media, We know how this went. He tweeted it, got a bunch of blowback for it, and then said, oh, I wasn't talking about COVID. I was talking about, you know, being a fake person and wearing a mask. You know what I mean? Like, he was definitely talking about COVID. He was definitely talking about COVID.
So, dear everyone, 3 years ago, for the most part, we were not wearing masks.
Mm-mm.
There's a reason why you started to learn different words like coronavirus. Didn't know about that word. How about Zoom? Did you know
efficacy.
About Zoom?
What about before efficacy? The pandemic? Said, what is efficacy? I'd be like, I have no idea what efficacy means.
Right. And so, like, these are scientific things that are happening. And it's really frustrating to me that I'm still debating and arguing with people about why they should get vaccinated. Here's another reason you should do it. Just be a good teammate. Just be a good brother. Just be a good citizen. Just be a good family member. Because that's no different than opening the door for somebody else. It's no just be courteous. If you feel like we could get towards a herd immunity, like, contribute to that. And so I mentioned it on the show before Kyrie's tweet. I know everybody that listened to the show thought about it, and this is why you come to J&J. Like I said, I'm not confirming or denying who's vaccinated because I wasn't standing in the room when nobody got vaccinated but me. But what I will say is this. The Nets play in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that there are a couple of their players that aren't vaccinated as of when I first said it. So therefore, that might be an issue for a team that many of us believe are going to win the Eastern Conference.
We'll keep an eye on that. Remember, you heard it first. And Jalen, one of the things that's unique about our program is we treat versus battles like they're the NBA Finals. Like we treat versus battles like they're like one of the major sports.
They are.
And we have a very interesting update, because here's what happened. Jermaine Dupri challenged Diddy. And Diddy said the only one that he would go up against, the only person that he would step into the arena against, is the legend, Dr. Dre. What do you think about him turning down Jermaine Dupri's challenge and then turning around and calling out a potential versus battle with Dr. Dre? These are heavyweights. This is the heavyweight division right here.
And one thing you never do when you start to realize you're a heavyweight, and I had to do this too, is don't beef down.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice anytime somebody talks about who they want to do a versus against, usually that person is more accomplished than they are, not the other way around.
Yes, I love that.
Right?
I love that.
So, like, Jalen Rose want to do a versus against Magic Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's who I want to do it against.
And then Magic is like, I'm you only doing one against Kareem. You know?
And he like, I'm only doing it against MJ. That's
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
I'm only doing it Bird or MJ. Bird or MJ. That's it. Same thing here. It's like, and by the way, Diddy's on to something. Because if there is a versus to be done of that's a clash of the Titans, it would be Diddy and Dr. Dre.
Oh, Diddy and Jermaine Dupri would be good too.
I love JD. I'm in Atlanta right now. That's family. Don't get me wrong. But I think that he's middleweight. I think they're heavyweight.
Yeah, and one thing I know about Diddy that I love about the versus battles that you're learning more. That's not just about the catalog. It's about the showmanship. It's about the performance. It's not just strictly the catalog. And Diddy is a showman, you know? Like, we can say what we want about him as a rapper. I don't think Diddy's in anyone's top five dead or alive list, but he is a showman. He can put on a show. He can bring out the features, and his energy would be so high that I don't know if Dre could match that in a matchup between these two heavyweights.
Well, if you think about it, well, Diddy's one of the greatest showmen in entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, his ability to dance and all of that stuff. I get what you're saying, but it's the good doctor. Ain't nobody beating Dre in the verses, dog. Let me be the person to say this. I've been telling you for 10 years. What have I been saying since we started this show about Dr. Dre? You remember what I was saying about Dr. Dre 10 years ago?
No. I don't really listen to you when
Dr. Dre is the most influential artist in the history of rap music.
Hard to argue with that.
Please at me. I'm old enough to remember he was a member of the World Class Wrecking Crew, dog. And mm-hmm. that song, Surgery, made me want to DJ when I was a kid, dog.
There are people listening to this right now. There are people listening to this right now that don't even know that he's in N.W.A. There are people listening to this right now that don't even know that Dr. Dre was in N.W.A. They think that his career started with The Chronic.
And by the way, and by the way, Demetrius, I'm glad he doesn't have a mic because he's saying Pharrell, who I love, but it's a different way.
We can take the undercard, JD
and Pharrell. And JD.
Yeah, that's the undercard.
JD
Y'all
and Pharrell
have the undercard.
Is the battle. Yeah, JD and Pharrell is the undercard, Demetrius. So let's get back to this Dr. Dre thing. People talk about N.W.A. like they only had one album. First off, they had more than one album. And they were both classics. Even the one without Cube was a classic. Full Life. Classics. The other thing, Reg the Ledge, Timbaland does not have Dr.
No,
Dre.
No.
Let me introduce y'all to Andre Young.
I'm about to take my earpiece out. No, this is Reggie and Demetrius. The podcast listeners can't even hear Reggie and Demetrius. I can't hear Jalen because I got one path, and Reggie and Demetrius arguing and not even making sense. Talking about Pharrell versus Dr. Dre. Wait, like, for real. Pharrell versus Dr. Dre. In what? Like, in what? No chance. No chance. Please.
Timbaland is one of the host of verses, and he don't want to go against Dr. Dre.
Mm-mm.
What are you talking about?
No one does. No one does.
Dog, let me tell you. N.W.A. had Posse album, right? They had For Life, as I'll call it. That was a classic. People forget that Dr. Dre actually had albums called The Chronic. Do y'all remember those? Do y'all remember those classic albums called The Chronic? How many Chronic albums was it? Uh-oh.
Please. All right, Reg is the audio guy, so we can't mute him. That's the problem. It's like, you can, like I really just need the Reg. Reginald Hooks, you're the audio guy. You know that the podcast listeners can't hear you. So now you're Darrell Revising the whole podcast. Please. God, he turned off the music for himself and everything.
Reginald Hooks just said into my ear that Dr. Dre only has one dope album.
That's
so, Reg, this is
true.
One of the reasons. This is one of the reasons why you don't
this
have a mic.
This is why he don't have a mic. For everyone listening to this podcast, this is why he don't have a mic. This is why he doesn't have a mic. We can't give him a mic. Everyone asking why Reggie doesn't have a mic. Now you know, because he said Dr. Dre had one dope album. That is why Reggie doesn't have a mic. This is the entire debate is just settled right here.
Because we hear what Reggie says. That's why in the last, Reggie been on the show, what, 8 years? That's why he don't have a mic. That's why you never heard his voice once. Says stuff like this. Dr. Dre got one dope album.
Hey, Reg.
Dr. Dre gave at least 10 artists one dope album. Please. You ever heard of Eminem?
Yeah. Thank you.
Like come on, come
D-O-C
on.
D.O.C. above the law.
What are we even talking about here? What are we even talking about here? Oh, God.
Dog pound?
You know what, Reg, we gotta move on.
Reg,
give me a voicemail. 985. You know what, I'm not calling you Reg the Ledge. I'm not calling you Reg the Ledge tomorrow. No, you're taking a ledge off. You can go jump off the ledge. we got time for one quick voicemail. You call 985-80-JALEN. You can leave a voicemail, and we'll put it on the show just like this.
Dr. Dre, hold on, wait, one thing.
We're moving on.
As a matter of fact, hold on, I gotta say this.
We don't have time.
Including the firm, if you ask me, Dr. Dre has never not made a dope album. What are you saying?
It's impossible. All right, Reg, play the voicemail so we can get out of here. We're running out of time.
Every album Dr. Dre's been affiliated with
is
dope.
This is why Reg don't have a mic.
Hi, big fan of the show. Shout out to Reg the Ledge. Jalen Jacoby, you guys really keep me up all the time. I have a question, man. I have a pretty cool relationship with this woman that for like 5 years. She was my neighbor. A hella digger, she's really pretty, but I think I've been in the friend zone for a while, and now that she's single, I want to change that up. So I wanted to ask, what's some advice to move out of the friend zone and bring it into like a relationship zone? So shout out to everybody, thanks a lot for keeping me up, love it, keep it up, and give the people what they want. Thank you, bye.
All right, we're running out of time here. So Jalen, I'm gonna give two distinct different techniques that he could use and you pick one, right? There's one where you can be subtle.
Okay.
You can start flirting a little bit, dropping little hints, maybe touching a little bit more kinetic energy. And the other one is just go hard. Like just lean in to kiss her one day for no reason. Which technique do you think this young man should try?
Communication is always key. Let her know how you think, let her know how you feel. And don't hesitate. Tomorrow's not guaranteed.
We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen, Anthony, Rose?
We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.